Good morning. I'm Doug Cooper. We continue now with Ag Life. A study published recently in the Agronomy Journal looks at long-term research by the University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources scientists documenting some capacity for farmland in the San Joaquin Valley to sequester carbon. Jeff Mitchell is a Cooperative Extension cropping systems specialist. Jeff, tell me about this study.
Now, since about 1999, we've actually been looking at different cropping systems in western Fresno County in the San Joaquin Valley of California and trying to compare the tillage intensity and also the addition of winter cover crops as a means of adding extra organic matter or carbon to the soil. And after about 8 years of examining and documenting performance of these systems, the standard till with and without cover crops and no-till with and without cover crops, the article that was just published in the Agronomy Journal, which is one of the publications of the American Society of Agronomy, what we actually found was the combination of reducing tillage and adding cover crops resulted in significantly higher increases in carbon over the standard till no cover crop system after those 8 years. That's kind of a very interesting, and in my understanding and familiarity with other research in California, I think that's actually the first time that that has been shown to that extent there down in the San Joaquin Valley. So we did a lot of work for those 8 years. The project is still underway there, and we're still comparing those basic four tillage and cover crop input systems for a lot of reasons. If you reduce tillage, you're going to be able to reduce costs. You're going to save money in your production practices by cutting out tractor passes across the field. You reduce labor. You reduce fuel use, of course. And some of our earlier research has shown that you can reduce dust emissions as well. So this most recent article that was published in the Agronomy Journal just a couple weeks ago shows that there are also benefits in terms of carbon sequestration that can come from these practices in the San Joaquin Valley.
Jeff, describe standard tillage.
The term standard tillage refers to the conventional series or suite of tillage management practices that are used in between crops. So after the harvest of one crop in an annual cropping context, let's say like cotton or tomatoes, in order to prepare the soil and prepare the seedbeds for the next crop, it would usually be planted or transplanted in the following spring in typical rotation in much of the valley, there is a series of several residue incorporation, disking, ripping, disking again afterwards, and then shaping the bed operations that require a variety of different implements and tractor passes across the field. So that normal or standard suite of conventions that are used in a region is what we call standard tillage. So in the San Joaquin Valley in recent years, because of the introduction of drip irrigation, farmers have minimized the use of intercrop tillage compared to what they were doing maybe 10 years ago. So drip has already forced or necessitated a reduction in tillage passes, and we call that reduction minimum tillage right now. But what we were testing in this study was actually a more drastic, if you will, reduction in the intensity or disturbance of tillage, and we were pretty much going no-till in this system. So after tomatoes are harvested in this study, there was no tillage. There was a winter herbicide spray to knock down the weeds, but other than that, we would no-till the cotton directly into those tomato beds that hadn't been disturbed following last year's harvest. For the cotton, after the cotton has been shredded and root pulled in order to dislodge the roots so that you don't have cotton plants that are growing over the winter period and hosting pink bollworm, we would come in and essentially no-till transplant the tomato. So it was a pretty severe reduction in the overall tillage intensity that we used. And we did that deliberately because reduced soil disturbance is not only makes sense from the economic angle, but it's also one of the fundamental principles of soil health or soil quality. Reducing the intensity of soil disturbance, either physical, chemical, or biological disturbance, is, in theory anyway, one of those kinds of principles that we've tried to pursue in this research to see if we can affect improvements in soil function.
Jeff Mitchell is a Cooperative Extension cropping systems specialist with the Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Parlier. You're listening to Ag Life. I'm Doug Cooper.